Tuesday, the 5th of November. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, today I want us to stay thinking a little bit about the exams that are coming up, about some of us are already writing exams, some of us are about to be writing exams. Depends on your school, it depends on your grade, but all of us know that exams are coming. They're coming soon, huh? When I'm thinking about exams, I don't think anything has made me quite as afraid for quite as long as writing exams when I was at school. And I remember that exams used to make me very anxious. And sometimes, I don't know if this has ever happened to you, I used to even have nightmares. I used to have nightmares that I'd go to the wrong place for the exam, or that I would have studied for Afrikaans and it would be maths today. And those are what we call anxiety exams. Or sometimes you might even have an anxiety exam. I once had one like this where I imagined going in my dream. I imagined I had gone to the exam room, but I didn't have anything to write with, and none of the pencils I picked up with would write. And those are anxiety dreams. And you may have some of them. And if you have an anxiety dream, you may want to tell someone you're having an anxiety dream so they know that you are anxious. Mommy or daddy or a grandparent or an uncle or an aunt or even your teacher, so that they know you are a bit anxious and they can help you. But Jesus wants to help us too. God wants to help us in our anxiety. God does not want us to be anxious. Did you know that the most common message that God gives in the whole of the Hebrew scriptures and the whole of the scriptures, Christian scriptures, if we look at the whole of the Bible, the most common thing that God is saying to us again and again in different places is, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. It's the first thing the angel Gabriel says to Mary, do not be afraid. It's what we hear in Isaiah, do not be afraid. And in Jeremiah, do not be afraid. And in other places as well, God saying to us, do not be afraid. And God wouldn't say something many times if it wasn't true. So what's the opposite of being afraid, guys? Oh, that's right, it could be to be at peace, yes. It could be to have a feeling of trust. When I feel like I trust the people around me, I'm not afraid. Oh, yes, that's right, it's when I'm feeling safe. Safe, trusting, peaceful. These are the opposite of when I'm feeling afraid. When I feel safe, when I feel like I can trust, when I feel like I'm at peace. And that's what Jesus wants us to feel. He wants us to feel safe. He wants us to feel that we can trust in God and in Him. Jesus says to us that in John's Gospel, trust in me. You trust in God, trust also in me. Huh? He wants us to not be afraid. I want you to close your eyes now. And I want you to imagine Jesus holding his arms out to you. And maybe he wants to give you a hug, a nice safe hug. Or maybe you want to climb on his lap and feel his arms around you, holding you while you sit on his lap. And while he holds you, I want you to imagine whispering to Jesus, what are you afraid of today, Jesus might ask. Is there anything that makes you feel anxiety or worry or fear? You might tell him, whatever it is you're afraid of, whatever causes you anxiety, whisper it to him so that he can hear. And then I want you to imagine Jesus really holding you nice and safely. And Jesus whispers to you, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. I am with you. The theologian C.S. Lewis wrote for children, and one of my favorite moments is when C.S. Lewis, in his children's story set in Narnia, which is really a Christian story, he has Christ kiss a very frightened little girl on her forehead, and he says to her, I am breathing the strength of a lion into you, so that you don't have to be afraid. And so you might like to take that as a little image, that Jesus can kiss you on your forehead and say to you, I'm breathing the strength of a lion into you, so you don't have to be afraid. especially of the exams, that you can go and write and trust that Jesus is with you and you do not need to be afraid. Let's pray now. Lord, we know that you are with us and we trust that you will help us. You will help us irrespective of what happens in our exams. We know that you love us and that you are always with us and always loving us. Help us to feel your love and to trust in you. And we ask this in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.